Okay, also for my part, the students and those who have followed my course on European Union challenges in the process, or European Union challenges in the process of globalization. Also, welcome to the students from the master's course on human rights and multi-level governments. As the professor Masha already said, today's event is realized within the framework of the Jean Monnet Center of Excellence, dealing with intercultural dialogue as a specific topic, human rights, multi-level governance. And we do that now for the eighth time, so it's becoming a tradition to have an honorable speaker deliver the speech on the Jean Monnet public lecture. As Professor Masha already said, the Jean Monnet lecture is contextualized, was launched in 2002 as a Jean Monnet Center, reaffirmed in the summer of 2009 by the European Union Director General on Education. And we do that, and I think I stress that, that's important, I would say, to keep that in mind. We do that from a very interdisciplinary point of view, policy-oriented perspective, within and beyond the university, and in cooperation and networking with other organizations. And recently we have strengthened this kind of international visibility profile by collaboration with the European Union, the Director General of Education, the Committee of the Regions, the Anna Lindh Foundation, EXA, European Community Studies Association Italy, EXA World, Council of Europe, UNESCO, and the Human Rights Networks. And we have been involved in rather quite a number of extracurricular activities throughout Europe with quite a number of publications. Let me just introduce very quickly with a few words of introduction on the topic of today's Jean Monnet lecture. Managing, respecting diversity is done through intercultural dialogue and mutual learning. In an area of close interdependencies, it touches many aspects and problems of our societies. I think it presents one of the major challenges in the development of plural democratic citizenship in all parts of the world. But dialogue, intercultural dialogue, interreligious dialogue has only sense to the extent that the sharing of values are translating in doing together in inclusive policies at different levels, international, European, national, regional, and local levels. And this can be done only through democratic citizenship building. We are living in rather radically, rapidly changing international context environments. The dramatic events in Paris, in Brussels, Copenhagen, now Tunis, are only symptomatic for the underlying systematic societal crisis. And we need new, innovative, human-centric, people-oriented approaches to respond to those challenges in the present fragmented, disturbed societies. And here the role of education is very important. Role of education in multi-intercultural, complex and interconnected societies. The respect for diversity, the focus on conviviality patterns, living together peacefully by doing together, they are of the utmost importance for facing up these challenges. Therefore, there's an urgent need for tools, new instruments, projects, programs, which are able to manage culturally diverse democratic societies in the midst of globalizing trends and challenges. This also implies, and it's an important implication, implies a new culture for human rights-based education and citizenship in respect of an integral human development. And we try to do that at different levels, formal, non-formal, informal learning environments. Learning to cope with changes and live together in respect of human rights implies a focus on building lifelong and intercultural competences. And UNESCO has here a long-standing engagement in the conceptualization and promotion of practices related to cultural diversity, intercultural dialogue, intercultural education, and human rights. Its engagement in favor of international peace, Common welfare dialogue remains at the top, more than ever, at the top of the international agenda. Today, the organization is called upon to provide innovative modalities to foster cultural diversity, intercultural, interreligious dialogue, culture of peace, rooted in the fundamental principles of human rights. The promotion of mutual understanding rooted in human rights principles and intercultural dialogue has increasingly been acknowledged, recognized as a suitable environment, as a suitable place where social transformations can be oriented towards social cohesion, inclusion. Therefore, there is a crucial link between intercultural dialogue, through intercultural dialogue, and human rights for building intercultural competences. An operational model of competences required for democratic culture and intercultural dialogue should include values. It should be value-driven. It should include attitudes, skills, understanding towards living and acting in culturally diverse democratic societies. Close the first short introductory note from my part. Before I give the floor to Katarina Stenu, I would like to ask Professor Papiska, who is a UNESCO chair on human rights, democracy, peace, to give a very short few reflections on the right to peace. Antonio.